For 25 years, from 1973 through 1997, an Italian priest named Father Stefano Gobbi said that he received locutions from the Blessed Mother. In these messages, she spoke of our times and reiterated the requests she made at Fatima. Although her messages are for everyone, in these messages, she particularly asks priests for greater holiness and to be more active in promoting consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Father Gobbi's spiritual director urged him to write down the messages that came to him. In due time, they were published with multiple imprimaturs as thousands of priests, bishops, and cardinals eagerly asked for translations in many languages. This recording is not professional and not for profit. Volunteer readers have undertaken to make these available as audio podcasts. You may purchase the book, To the Priests, Our Lady's Beloved Sons, at mmp-usa.net. Presented here are the messages from 1974, beginning January 3rd to December 31st.
Message number 33. My heart will be your refuge. January 5th, 1974. First Saturday. Today, I want to lead you by the hand like a mother. I want to lead you ever deeper into the depths of my Immaculate Heart. My heart must be as a refuge for you, in which you ought to live and from which you ought to contemplate all the events of this world. If you live each moment in this refuge, you will always be kept warm by my love and that of my Son Jesus. Every day that passes, this world will plummet deeper and deeper into the coldness of egoism, of sensuality, of hatred, of violence, of unhappiness. Before the great darkness, the night of atheism which will envelop everything will descend upon the world. It is especially then that my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and your brightness. Fear neither the cold nor the darkness, because you will be in the heart of your mother. And from there you will point out the way to a great multitude of my poor wandering children. But my heart is still a refuge which protects you from all these events which are following one upon another. You will remain serene. You will not let yourself be troubled. You will have no fear. You will see all these things as from afar, without allowing yourself to be in the least affected by them. But how, you ask me? You will live in time, and yet you will be, as it were, outside of time. My Immaculate Heart, O my son, is like a part of paradise, in which I want to enclose my beloved sons in order that they may be preserved from the great events which awaits you, so that they may be consoled by me, prepared by me, directed by me for the great and approaching moment of my triumph. Remain therefore always in this refuge of mine. Message number 34, Cynicals of Life with Me, January 17th, 1974. When two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Thus spoke my Son Jesus. When two or more priests of my movement are gathered together on my account, I am also in the midst of them. I manifest myself to them and through them, especially when these priests are joined in prayer. It is therefore necessary that these priests of my movement begin to meet each other and to gather together. It is not necessary that they come together in great numbers. Even two or three are enough. These gatherings must constitute real and true cynicals. Now that my movement of priests is spreading everywhere, these cynicals must be multiplied. There is no need of organization. Everything should be simple, spontaneous, quiet, and fraternal. Where two or more priests of my movement come together because of me, there is the cynical. In the cynical, there were the apostles with Mary, the mother of Jesus. In these cynicals, I want the priests of my movement to be gathered with me, the mother of Jesus, and mother most special for them. Why do I want them to come together in cenacles with me? To remain with me, so that I myself can nourish and form them and cause them to grow in perfect consecration to me, so that they may truly be my priests alone, and in them and through them I may once again manifest myself. Above all, to pray with me. When my priests pray, united with each other and with me, how efficacious is their prayer. For it is then that I myself accomplish in them my maternal task of interceding before God for all my children. To be united among themselves and with me in the celebration of Holy Mass, in the recitation of the Liturgy of the Hours, and in praying the Holy Rosary, this is my prayer. The Rosary is the weapon that I give to these children of mine to fight the great approaching battles which await them. To love each other and to live in true brotherhood in the company of their mother, it is necessary today that my priests know each other, that they help each other, that they truly love one another, that they may be as brothers brought together by their mother. There is today too much loneliness, too much abandonment for my priests. I do not want them to be alone. They must help each other, love each other. They must all feel as, and really be, brothers. To await the decisive moments which are drawing ever closer, the time is near when some of my poor priest's sons, tricked and seduced by Satan, will come out in the open and set themselves against my son, against me, against the church and the gospel. Then the cohort of my priests, prepared and led by me, are to come forth into the open to proclaim with courage and before everyone the divinity of my son, the reality of all my privileges, the necessity of the hierarchical church united to and under the leadership of the Pope and all the truths contained in the gospel. Many priests, uncertain and, as it were, overwhelmed by the tempest, will follow your example and return along the road of salvation. For the present, prepare yourself with me during this time of waiting. Let your gatherings be true cenacles of life with me, of prayer, of brotherhood, and of waiting. Message number 35, The Sign That I Will Give to Each One, January 23, 1974. Do not be concerned about all that is necessary for the spread of my movement. I myself will provide for everything. I want my priests to live always and only in the greatest trust in me. They must expect everything from me, even whatever concerns their life and their means of sustenance. My priests will have to be poor in imitation of my son Jesus, but they will never lack whatever is necessary to live, and to live with dignity. I am the mother, and I will take care even of this. I will do great and extraordinary things, even miracles, when it is necessary. But my priests must be neither eager nor preoccupied about what concerns food and clothing. As little children, they should leave it up to their mother to provide. On the other hand, let them be solely and always concerned about the salvation of so many of my children, who more and more each day are being lost and falling into the hands of Satan. Do they not feel my great motherly sorrow, which is growing ever greater? Let them live solely with me to console the heart of my son Jesus. Jesus, at this time, must be consoled. Let it be my priests who will be the consolers of his most sacred heart. Let them live solely and always looking to me, remaining with me, loving with me, praying through me. From the way they allow themselves to be possessed by me, they will be recognized as priests of my movement. This will be the sign that I will give to each one, so that the life of each one may be truly transformed. Message number 36, What a Mother Can Do, January 28, 1974. Rome, Italy, Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. How happy I am, my son, with the gathering which took place here with the 12 priests of my movement. It is a little seed which soon will become a tree, and from here, my beloved city, it will spread out its branches over the whole church, throughout the whole world. Have you noticed how through you, I myself, spoke to the hearts of my priests? They have received an extraordinary grace which will transform their whole life. They will now be apostles of my movement. Oh, always let yourself be led by me. Then you will see what the mother can do for her sons. Message number 37, Rely on Me Alone, February 10th, 1974. You must be more attentive, O my son, in order to remain always in my Immaculate Heart, and not let yourself be taken up or discouraged by things, especially when these are independent of your will. You are in a hurry. You would like my movement to spread more rapidly, and that the booklet would not encounter so many difficulties in its reprinting. How much of the human there is in your desires! It is necessary that I, in a motherly way, purify you, if you want me to lead you to that perfection which is pleasing to my heart. Rely only on me and not on human means, and trust yourself only to me. There is one thing that you can always do, and which is the only thing that I want you to do at each moment, because it is so useful to me for the movement: your prayer, your suffering, your trust in me. This is what I ask of you, that you let yourself instead be divested of all other preoccupations. This is not one of many movements, but it is my movement, my son. So then let me act. All my priests must act this way. I will make them understand by causing every human means in which they had placed their trust to come tumbling down. They must entrust themselves to me alone. I know that this asks much of human nature, but I want the priests of my movement to be mine alone. If they do not accustom themselves now to seek me alone, to listen to me alone, and to entrust themselves to me alone, how are they going to find me at the moment of the great tempest, when everything will be plunged in darkness? Let them accustom themselves, as of now, to see me as the light of their every action. Message number 38. Let them live out the trust of the present moment. February 11th, 1974, Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. How I am present, O my son, each moment of your day. You are no longer alone. You always have with you the mother who leads you by the hand, who clasps you to her Immaculate Heart. Everything that happens to you has been prearranged by me for your good. Learn to entrust yourself to me ever more and more. Even the moments of obscurity, of suffering, and of misunderstanding are prearranged, so that you may grow and become strong along the way of perfect consecration. Learn to see me even in obscurity. Learn to feel my presence even in abandonment. O my son, learn to do everything with me, in me. Give me your whole self completely at each moment. Your past does not exist. I now see you only in my heart. You are mine. Do give me the present moment with generosity. For me, this is all that matters, because I can make use of it for my designs. Oh, if all the priests of my movement only knew how much I have need of them. Let them offer me each moment of their existence with perfect surrender, so that I can make use of them according to my wishes. Since they have consecrated themselves to me, they belong to me, they are mine. If they are mine, they can no longer belong to themselves. They can no longer possess anything that is not my very self. So then, why do they still think of the past? Why do they still make plans for the future? Let them truly give themselves to me with perfect abandonment. Let them live the trust of the present moment. Only when these children of mine surrender themselves completely to me and are in my hands like little babies will I be able to work my wonders by means of them. O my priests, allow yourselves to be truly possessed by me, so that I can again act through you and return to the midst of all my children. Message number 39. It is time that I myself gather them together. February 18, 1974. Let yourself be led by me, my son, and you will see marvels happening around you. One of these is that which you are living through today. Father X is an example of all the priests of my movement. What love he has for me and for my son Jesus. How he lives for souls, how many he saves. This is a humble place, a place of little things, almost unnoticed by most. And yet it is here and no place else that today my presence is to be found. Even today I like to reveal myself to my children in places similar to those in which I lived with my son Jesus, Bethlehem and Nazareth. Yes, even today I choose poverty, simplicity, littleness, and the ordinary in order to manifest myself. I know this can be a difficulty for many, and yet this is necessary for those who wish to encounter me. It is necessary to be little, and that all feel themselves to be just what they are before me, just little children. The little child never looks at himself, but gazes so intently at his mother. It is the mother who looks at her little child. She is the one who, looking at him, can say to him, "Oh, how beautiful you are, how precious you are, how good you are." Today for you, here in this very place, something is really being born. It is like a small seed, but it will spread itself out, grow, and become a great tree. For you, there has been a meeting here today. You have found a brother. But for a long time, he has been made ready by me. You see, from long ago, I have been fashioning this priest through suffering, through misunderstandings, through solitude. Oh, how I have accustomed him to that interior humility and to that childlikeness of spirit, which is so pleasing to my immaculate heart. Now I look upon him with satisfaction. He is only a little child in my arms, and I can carry him and make use of him as I wish. Such is one of my priests. Such are all of my priests. Called by me long ago they have answered. Nourished by me, fashioned and guided by me, now they let themselves be led with docility. It is time that I myself gather these children of mine from all sides. With them I must form for myself an invincible cohort. They meet each other, they look at each other, and it seems as though they had always known each other. They feel themselves to be really brothers. I give you as gifts, one to the other. Love one another, my beloved sons. Be united. Look after each other. Help each other. Oh, how happy the mother is when she sees you all gathered together as good brothers in her house. Message number 40. It will begin with my priests. February 23, 1974. You ask me if I am pleased. Oh, you do not know, my son, the joy that you give me. It is a mother's joy to be with her children. My paradise is that of being close to each one of you. The priests are children whom I love in a special way because by their vocation they are called to be Jesus. It is my duty to form the image of my son in them. I never abandon them. I never leave them alone. Let them not become discouraged because of their defects or their falls, because they too are so very frail. I am mother. My greatest delight is to forgive, because afterwards I can show an even greater love. These children of mine should not be afraid to give themselves to me completely. They are now living in times of great confusion. In many of them, faith in my son and trust in me is diminishing. Bad example is everywhere increasing, and how discouraged are many of them becoming. This is the time to call on me, to yearn for me. This is all I am waiting for, in order to reveal myself to them. That which most touches my heart is to hear them cry like little children. Can a mother not be moved before her little child who is crying? Behold, when everything will have come tumbling down, all that will remain will be the strength of their tears that will compel me to intervene in an amazing and terrible way. And my triumph will begin with these beloved sons, my priests. You will have to become accustomed to seeing even greater and greater things. My Immaculate Heart is an inexhaustible channel of mercy and forgiveness, and can no longer hold back the flood of this fire. Soon God will begin to cause torrents of pardon and mercy for these poor children of His and mine to gush through the whole world.
Message number 41, Great in Love, March 11, 1974. Today you had something like a sign, a confirmation of how much I love you, my son. I permitted that up to the last moment everything would be contrary to what I had told you beforehand, and then, in an almost miraculous manner, it turned out just as I had promised. This is because I want you to grow in trust in me. You must let yourself be led by this trust without ever offering resistance, but rather being, as it were, carried and guided by it every moment of your day. Raise yourself up ever higher and higher until you live habitually in my Immaculate Heart. Then this being habitually in me will be for your soul like the air which will permit you to breathe and to live. Every priest who is consecrated to my Immaculate Heart and who belongs to my movement is called to live this way. My heart is sometimes saddened to see that some children who are consecrated to me are not totally mine. They do not give me everything. Why do they still keep something back? From now on, they must possess nothing, nothing at all. They must simply be little children, the smallest of my children. Because I call them to be great in love, in holiness, in heroism, they must become the smallest of all. Oh, my priests are not yet, all of them, my little children, but I will make them so, because it is only in this way that they can grow in trust for me. When they are perfect in spiritual childhood, when their only concern is to let themselves be led by trust in me, then they will be ready for my great plan. My children, let yourselves be formed and fashioned by me. Without you or others being aware of it, I will transform you completely. I will give you great gifts of love. I will call you to an ever deeper union with God and with me. This is why I ask you to entrust yourselves to me. If this giving of yourselves is not perfect, you bind my hands and I will not be able to act according to my wishes. Oh, give yourselves completely to me, O generous and dearly beloved children of mine. Message number 42. I give you the joy of the cross. March 23rd, 1974. Let yourself be led by me at every moment, my son, and you will find peace, even in sorrow, even in abandonment, even in contradictions, even when you seem to feel that you are powerless to do good. You would like to, and you cannot, because this does not depend on you. You would like to, and yet you cannot, because you meet with difficulties which you cannot overcome alone. You would like to, and yet you cannot, because one by one, all those human supports on which you counted so much fail you. Even for me and for my movement, how many times you would have liked to do something, and you cannot. Oh, this inability to act, this experience of your own fragility, and the patience which you must exercise, and this waiting. How much this costs you at times, how it makes you suffer, how it purifies you. Indeed, you will know joy even in sorrow. Moreover, you will offer for my joy each of your sufferings, even the smallest, and I will accept it as a gift which the little child makes to its mother, and I will change it immediately into joy for you. However, the joy that I give you is deep. It is not superficial. It is peaceful. It never brings agitation. It is for you, my son, the joy of the cross, the joy of remaining always in my sorrowful heart to experience all its indescribable motherly sadness. I want to bring all the priests of my movement to this joy. They must know how I completely change and transform their existence, taking literally the gift which they made to me by their consecration. I will lead them, these little children of mine, very far in love, in suffering, in the joy of the cross. Those moments are approaching when I will be able to act for the salvation of the world through the sufferings of my priest sons. From them I want trust, prayer, simplicity, and silence. Message number 43. Place them in my maternal heart. March 27, 1974. Gather these sons of mine together. This is the time for them to get to know each other, to meet each other, to love each other. You are in me, and when you speak in these gatherings, I am truly present in the midst of you. Even though you do not see me, I am not only spiritually, but really and truly present, and I will give you sure signs of this presence of mine. Each one will be aware of it, and his life will be gently changed, and his soul will be delicately touched with my motherly caress. Therefore, my son, you should not seek anything else. You should not be concerned about anything but remaining ever in my immaculate heart. What joy and comfort you give to your mother, O my son! Bring to me all these beloved sons of mine. Gather them into my cohort. Place them all in my maternal heart. Message number 44. Let them offer me their sufferings. April 1st, 1974. The road on which I lead you is difficult, my son, but it is the one that I have ever been preparing for you. With what difficulties and what sorrows it is strewn. But you must not be discouraged. Why do you feel so frightened? What are you afraid of? Let yourself be led by me. Remain always in my heart. Give me all the difficulties which you encounter, all the sufferings and the abandonment which you experience. Nothing comforts my immaculate and sorrowful heart more than a suffering which is offered to me out of love by my priest's sons. Even Jesus willed to offer to the Father all his sufferings through and with me. And it was thus that, offering my son freely to the Father, I became true co-redemptrix. Let these children of mine offer me all their sufferings, all their misunderstandings, all their difficulties. This is the greatest gift that they can make to me, because thus they allow me to carry out in time, in this, your time, my task as mother and co-redemptrix. I will save many souls redeemed by Jesus, but at present so far away from him, because my sons, together with me, will pay for them. Oh, all I want of them is prayer and suffering. This is how they will really comfort my heart and respond to the great plan of mercy which I am about to realize through them. Message number 45. I will give them this water. April 18th, 1974. Do you not understand that as the parched earth cries out for a drop of dew, so also my church has long been awaiting this work of mine, which I am carrying out among my priests. Indeed, the priests of my church are today the most prepared, the most desirous of accepting it. The confusion and the numerous defections of these recent times have, as it were, parched the souls of these sons of mine. They have so much need now of pure water, crystal clear water, to quench their great thirst. I myself will give them this water. For this reason, you must become more and more available in my hands. Let yourself be led completely by me, who have great plans. From now on, you must free yourself from all other obligations for the sake of my movement. My son, gather together from all sides my beloved sons. They need so very much to know each other, to meet each other, to love each other deeply as brothers, to help one another, to encourage one another in walking always in simplicity and abandonment along the difficult and painful path of these times. I will be with you, do not fear. As mother, I will provide everything for you, home, clothing, and food, as only the mother knows how. I will lead you to a complete emptiness of all human support and to a more total abandonment, so that you may at last learn to do that which pleases me most and that which I am always asking of you. Entrust yourself to me alone. Let yourself be always led by me. Expect everything and ask everything of me. What joy my motherly heart feels when you ask me for something. Ask me for everything, for your brother priests, these sons so loved by me, and you will obtain everything, because my immaculate heart has already begun its great triumph in them. Message number 46, my beloved children. Lourdes, France, April 30th, 1974. Have you become aware of the great tenderness my motherly heart feels for all these children of mine? I reveal myself especially to the little and the innocent. If you only knew how much my heart loves and cherishes purity, this is a virtue which makes souls open to receive a special influx of my love, which enables them to see me, to feel my presence with them. This is the time when I am drawing all these privileged souls to myself, so that they may be protected and kept unharmed by me and by my Son Jesus. All the sick and the suffering whom you see everywhere, these too are my privileged children. They remind you of the value of suffering, of the necessity to suffer. But more than all others, my beloved children, are the priests. In striking them, my enemy has truly struck at my heart. This has been permitted by God for the sake of his great designs, which are as yet unknown to you. However, this wounded and sorrowful heart of mine is preparing the greatest return of my straying and wavering priest sons. For this, I bless in a special way all you priests of my movement. You are the soothing balm for this wound of mine, my comfort in this great sorrow. You are the instruments personally chosen by me for my great triumph. Message number 47, the prayer of my priests, May 20th, 1974. As each day passes, I want you to be ever closer to my heart, far from human vicissitudes and the events which so convulse the world and disturb my church, so that you will remain with me alone. I want you with me in prayer. These present moments are so important and grave that they demand much, very much prayer on the part of my priests. The prayer of my priests is necessary for the salvation of the world. Holy Mass must be celebrated well, and it must be lived by my priests. The Liturgy of the Hours must be for them a summons to consecrate every moment of their day to me. The Rosary should be a time of conversation with me. Oh, they must speak to me and listen to me, because I speak softly to them, as a mother does to her little children. But even every action of their day can become a prayer. And this happens when they let the Spirit within them, which still today laments with ineffable groanings, cry out invoking God as a Father. Seek the Father, cry out to the Father, yearn for the Father, for yourselves and for all my children. The sufferings of your day will dispose you to be prompt to enter into continuous prayer. The moments which are approaching are more serious than you can possibly imagine, and so I want to prepare you so that at the opportune moment you will all be ready. This is why I call you to prayer. Message number 48, The Work I Am Accomplishing, May 27, 1974. For all that pertains to my movement, let yourself be led only by me. You will receive light little by little. This will be assured you through your confessor and spiritual director. At the present time, you do not see, my son, all that my Immaculate Heart wants to do through you and through my movement. I want things this way for many reasons. First of all, you must remain always poor, humble, and simple, considering yourself as the least of my children. Then you must become accustomed to letting yourself be led by the hand and always by me. At every moment, you must expect everything from me. This is the way I want the consecration which you have made to me to be truly lived out. Do not rely on other charisms or on other confirmations. Do not look to other works or other plans. This is the work which I am carrying out in the church through you. For this, you will receive everything from me. Walk in simplicity and total abandonment. Never let your heart be troubled. No external interference will ever be able to harm this work of mine, which I am jealously bringing to birth for the salvation of my church. In this, consider yourself as a nothing, truly incapable of anything, because that, O Son, is just what you are. But in the measure you offer your utter nothingness to me, I will be able to act and operate according to my plans. Prepare yourself now to also suffer a bit. I want you to be always more and more my own, and soon I will purify you. But this will be in order to give you a greater love than you could ever imagine. Oh, my son. Message number 49. I want to make Jesus live again. June 8, 1974. You must remain more attentive to my voice, my son, and let yourself be led by me with much docility. It is also good that you form the habit of writing all that I cause you to hear in your heart. I know that this costs you much, yet it is thus that you please me, because you are more and more obedient to your confessor and spiritual director. He will receive from me the gift of understanding what should be made known, since this will be beneficial to many of my sons. He will also know what should be kept secret. For your part, write an account of everything in all simplicity. I will accustom you to depend on me at each moment. Oh, but in a manner so simple and spontaneous as a child does in the arms of its own mother. At every moment I will tell you what I want of you. Thus it will be I myself who will do everything in you and with you. You will always act, as it were, under my sweet motherly inspiration. And thus you will grow continually in a life united with me. My life will be your life. It will become painful and insupportable for you to live even for a moment outside of me. My son, you see how I have accepted with pleasure and taken at your word the gift of your consecration which you have made to me. Certainly you are small. You do not have great qualities. You get frightened over nothing. You are almost afraid of your own shadow. And yet I have considered the intensity and the love of your total gift. Your nothingness, which you have offered completely to me, will be transformed and made great by my motherly heart. My beloved priests, give me all your nothingness. Give me your whole selves. Oh, do not look to yourselves any longer. I want even your miseries, your defects, and your failures. Give me everything with great love, and I will transform it all in the burning furnace of the most pure love of my Immaculate Heart. I myself will transform you into most faithful replicas of my Son Jesus. It is Jesus whom I want to make live again in the priests who are consecrated to me. These priests of my movement, it is Jesus living in these priests of mine who will again save my church at the very moment when it will seem to be sinking. If you only knew, my sons, the designs which I have upon you, you would leap for joy. This is why I say to you, give yourselves to me completely, your whole priesthood without fear. Abandon yourselves to me. Message number 50, In the Furnace of the Heart of Jesus, June 21st, 1974, Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Before leaving this place where I have wanted you to be for a time of rest and of prayer, and to give you graces which you will understand later, I want to manifest to you once more all the benevolence and the predilection of my motherly heart. Here you have been very closely united with the one whom I love and hold especially dear and whom I myself give to you as an elder brother for the sake of my movement. How he loves you, this beloved son of mine. He is one of the greatest gifts that I give you, and you will understand this later on. He will be called upon to wear himself out on a cross of true martyrdom, a martyrdom of love and of pain, which will make him into a living copy of my crucified Son. Let him not be troubled over the difficulties that surround him. They are allowed by God for his sanctification. Let him always pronounce his generous and total yes. This is so necessary and pleasing to me. And thus I will have him live always in my motherly heart, and there he will taste such very great sweetness. O, my sons, if the mother has thus kept you together for so long, it is because she has great designs upon you. I place you in the burning furnace of the heart of my Son. I press you both to my own motherly heart, and I bless you. Message number 51. I have no need of human means. June 24, 1974. Solemnity of the birth of St. John the Baptist. The movement goes forward when you offer me your prayer and your suffering. I have no need of human means. Even the little book is only a means for the spread of my movement. It is an important means which I have chosen because it is small. It will serve to make known to many this work of my love among the priests. But to adhere to it depends entirely on correspondence to a special grace which I will grant to each one. And this you can obtain through your prayer, my son, through your love, through your suffering, and even through your inability to act. Remain with me always. Message number 52. I accept your crown of love. July 10th, 1974. Now I have made known to you the dimensions of my motherly heart. Every instant of your existence has been prepared by me, so that through you I can manifest myself more and more. You have at last found your post, my heart. Rest, my son, on this heart. Pray, console, and then let me do everything for you. My heart is surrounded by a crown of thorns. Oh, my son, how sharp and painful these thorns have become in these recent times. I am continually being pierced by them. Now you ask me for this crown of thorns. How can a mother offer the crown of her great suffering to her little child? Nevertheless, I accept your desire, the gift of your love. and so now I will have you share in my great sufferings. For this, very gently, I will make you more and more capable of suffering, and I will make you resemble more and more my crucified Son. I accept the crown of love, the movement of my priests. They form about my Immaculate Heart a triple crown, as it were, which truly brings about a soothing of all its wounds, a crown of lilies by their purity. Oh, I know that many of these sons of mine have had to undergo the violent attacks of my adversary, and that they often have fallen, and that many have lost their innocence. They must not become discouraged, these sons of mine. I myself will clothe them with my purity, giving them back their innocence. My innocence will be theirs, and as the fruit of my special predilection, they will be made like me, immaculate. A crown of roses. What is the rose if not the most beautiful symbol of love? That is why, from among all the flowers, I am called upon by you as the mystical rose. Oh, these priest sons of mine must have only one great love, Jesus and souls. They cannot love anything else. They must live and let themselves be consumed only by this great love. For this, I myself will purify them through great sufferings. I will detach them from everything, and I will lead them by the hand along the road of my mother predilection. A crown of cyclamens. These are tiny and fragrant flowers, which grow only in the coolness of the woods. It is necessary to climb up high to find them. They signify the love that my sons must have for me. They must truly be all mine, my little children who always expect everything from me. But they will not be completely my little children if they do not climb the summit of spiritual childhood, a gift which I make to my priest sons who consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart. In this way, my immaculate and sorrowful heart will be truly consoled, and the many thorns will cause me less pain because of the great joy you give me. For the rest, I myself will provide, because this is my hour, and I have prepared you all for this hour. Message number 53. My triumph and that of my children, July 24th, 1974. Walk in simplicity. I am leading you by the hand, and you should follow me always. Let yourself be led by me. Let yourself be nourished and cradled by me like a little child in my arms. Since Satan has today deceived the greater part of humanity by pride and by the spirit of rebellion against God, it is only through humility and littleness that it can now encounter and look upon the Lord. Caused by the rebellion against God, by this pride which comes solely from Satan, it is the flood of the denial of God and of atheism which truly threatens to seduce a great part of humanity. This spirit of pride and rebellion has likewise contaminated part of my church. Even those who should be a light for others have been deceived and seduced by Satan, and are now nothing more than shadows walking in the darkness of doubt, of uncertainty, and of lack of faith. They now doubt everything. My poor children, the more you search for light by your own selves and through your own strength, the deeper you will plunge into darkness. You must return today to simplicity, to humility, to the confidence of little children in order to see God. For this, I myself am preparing this cohort, my priests whom I will cause to become littler, even littler, so that they may be filled with the light of the love of God. Humble, small, abandoned, and trusting, they will all let themselves be led by me. Their weak voice will one day be changed into the roar of a hurricane, and joining the victorious cry of the angels, it will resound in a powerful cry throughout the whole world. Who is like God? Who is like God? Then will come the conclusive defeat of the proud, and my triumph and that of my little children. Message number 54. I will lead you by the hand. July 30th, 1974. Continue, my son, your life of simple and filial abandonment. Live always in greatest confidence in my motherly action. Do not let yourself be caught up with things. Do not become anxious. I tell you once again, no outside interference will be able to harm this work of mine. I am making known to you how I want this work done, and I myself will lead you by the hand to realize this plan of mine. Bit by bit, I will detach those who are to help you from everything, even from what they consider good and useful for my movement, and I will lead them along the road of perfect abandonment and of the accomplishment of my will. They will be personally called by me to this detachment. From them I expect total submission. O my son, if you only knew with what care I am molding my priests, just as I am molding you yourself, entrust yourself ever more completely to me. Let yourself be led by me. You will see how the mother knows how to do all things well in your place. Message number 54A. The decisive moments are near. August 3rd, 1974. First Saturday. Today you have remained constantly close to my heart. You have prayed for your brother priests who belong to my movement. This has been a day of special graces for all of them. I have made my presence felt close to each and every one of them. I must make these sons of mine ever more and more my very own. I must detach them as quickly as possible from everything in order to cause them to become only and completely the possession of my son Jesus. If only you knew, son, how much I love them, how much I clasp them to my heart, one by one. The decisive moments are very near. A little while longer and then, together with them, with the littlest of my babies, I will crush the head of Satan and his many followers, and I will obtain the victory which has already been announced. Message number 55. In heaven to be more a mother. Fatima, Portugal, August 15th, 1974. Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Today is my feast. All paradise exults, and the Most Holy Trinity rejoices at the reflection in me of its most pure light. Even with my body, I am in heaven so that I can be more a mother, the mother of all. Today I want you with me at Fatima. You have not returned there since the time when through you my movement was born. Bring me all these priests of mine in order to make with them a crown of love which you will place about my immaculate heart. Continue to walk, deprived of all assistance, and in this abandonment. Do not be afraid. I myself am leading you by the hand and clasping you to my heart. In this way, I can now make use of you as I wish, and never before as now are you the instrument chosen by me for the spread of my movement. Message number 56, My Reign, August 22, 1974. Feast of the Queenship of Mary. You will soon see in all its splendor the great design which the Mother has upon you. You will be always my little child who does not know how to say anything or to do anything other than to remain with me, speak with me, and let yourself be used by me. I will manifest myself in you. You will also have to suffer because many, in good faith, will place obstacles in the way of my motherly action. But in the end, they will understand and will become my most docile sons. Today the church and all heaven acclaim me as queen. My son Jesus has given me this crown of glory. If you only knew, my son, what great glory and what comfort is given to me when I reign as sovereign in your heart. The hearts of all my priests must be the kingdom where I may reign. Thus, very soon, my motherly heart will triumph in all my children. Message number 57. Pray for the Holy Father. August 28, 1974. Feast of St. Augustine. Spend these days in continuous prayer. Make your spiritual exercises with me. Upon your descent from this mountain, I myself will lead you here and there that you may gather my priests into my movement. Pray also for the Holy Father. There are grave and painful moments approaching for him, and I myself want to give him the comfort of your filial affection and of your prayer. Message number 58. No one passes beyond this point. Arcade, September 16, 1974. I want to bring you to a detachment from everyone and to an absolutely total abandonment. These words of mine, my son, I repeat to you today, so that in the present difficulties you will not become discouraged. You are grieved at the fact that some have separated themselves by organizing a new association of priests who honor and love me, without considering what I myself am doing through you. But if it is I myself who am taking hold of you and leading you, who am causing you to do each thing, how can these sons of mine please me more fully when they do not accept me in the work that I am carrying out? Poor children of mine, because what they are doing is done in good faith and with the intention of honoring me, they will soon understand what path they must follow in order to honor me. There are many ways, but there is only one path for my beloved priests, that of my immaculate and sorrowful heart. Here I want them all to be like little children. For this they must learn to be silent, not to become agitated, not to organize themselves, not to act. They must be little children who pray and love, little children who suffer with me, for me, and in me for the salvation of all my children. Oh, this is for my church the hour of greatest confusion. The Pope speaks and points out the faith with assurance, and he is left alone and unheeded by almost everyone. There are also speaking today false prophets who announce the gospel by betraying it, and these are listened to and followed, and they bring disorder and confusion among the most faithful children of my church. You priests consecrated to me, set up once again a strong barrier of defense together with the Pope. Do not leave him alone. Form with him the last line of defense, the last trench for the defense of my son and of my church. I am with you, and no one passes beyond this point, and from here I will begin my battle for my greatest triumph. Message number 59. Prayer and docility to my voice. October 23, 1974. I have already told you many times what you must do, and I now repeat it. Just pray and remain always in my heart in prayer. I will look after the movement myself. You are not to let yourself become worried about any preoccupations. I myself am calling together and uniting the priests from all sides. And they, these beloved sons of mine who have been nourished and formed by me, are all heeding my call. Have you not seen how the declarations of membership are now coming from all parts of the world? Tell X that there will be more and more for him to do for my movement. Therefore, he must accustom himself to do less and less on his own, and to leave the action to me alone. He must pray, pray much, and I myself will be his light. The booklet should be the only means of spreading the movement. Do not look at its weakness because it is willed by me. I do not want any propaganda, but only prayer and docility to my voice. I am pressed for time. The decisive times have come, and my army is now ready and awaiting my orders. I bless you all from my heart. Message number 60. How much you have need of a mother. October 29th, 1974. Feast of Blessed Michael Rue. I am always near you. Let yourself be led by me, without looking to anyone or anything. As I have said to your heart many a time, human events are constantly getting worse and worse. Men have forgotten God. Many obstinately deny him. How many there are now who ignore him in practice? This poor generation, whose sorry lot it is to be so polluted and corrupted by the evil spirit, who has risen up against God to repeat again his challenge, non serviam, I will not serve, I will not acknowledge God. My sons, how much you have need of the mother. She alone can understand and help you. She alone can heal you. She alone can, by divine plan, snatch you from the hands of Satan and save you. Have recourse to me still, and I will be your salvation. To realize my plan of salvation for all poor humanity, I am gathering together my priests from all parts of the world. They must be docile to my voice and respond each and all to the gentle invitation of my motherly heart. I, who have triumphed over all errors and heresies everywhere, will again, with the cohort of my beloved sons, triumph over the greatest error which history has ever known, the error of atheism, which has now drawn away from my son almost all humanity. Write this, my beloved son. These are now the years when I will realize my greatest triumph. Humanity, renewed by much suffering and by a great purification, will reconsecrate itself completely to the worship and the triumph of God through the triumph of my Immaculate Heart. Message number 61. The altar on which they will be immolated. November 19, 1974. And yet, how I am molding you and transforming you, my son. Are you not aware of how completely I live and act in you? It is difficult for you to understand, my son, and yet it is a reality. In a priest who has consecrated himself to my Immaculate Heart, it is I who live, work, suffer, pray, and act. Take your own life, for example. Other people from outside will say, how he has changed. It no longer seems to be he. But as for yourself, do you not really feel that you are a different person? Your tastes, your desires, your aspirations, and even your deepest interest, how changed they are. Consider how formerly you longed for success, and now it seems that even life is burdensome to you. How you used to make plans and projects for tomorrow, and now it seems that the future does not interest you at all. How often, even unconsciously, you have sought yourself. Now something is really changing. It is I who am living and working in you. Your heart beats in unison with mine. Your mind follows my thoughts. Your words repeat my voice. Your hands repeat my gestures. You are, as it were, born again in me. As for one, so also for all the priests of my movement. All little children, nourished, kissed, caressed, and cradled by me, so that I may place them all with much love on the wood of their cross. I must prepare them for this ineffable and painful moment. They, like my son Jesus, will have to be immolated on the cross for the salvation of the world. Let them entrust themselves, therefore, to me, like little children. The heart of their mother will be the altar on which they will be immolated, victims acceptable to God for his triumph. Message number 62, the sign which God gives. November 30th, 1974, last day of the liturgical year. My beloved sons, do not let your hearts be troubled. Why do you doubt? Why do you look with uncertainty at the present and the future in search of the sign which I have predicted to you? There is only one sign which God gives to the world and to the church of this day, I myself. I alone am announced as a great sign in the heavens. This woman, clothed with the sun, with the moon as a carpet under her feet, and 12 stars as a luminous crown about her head. My victory over the red dragon has been foretold, and over atheism which is triumphing and apparently victorious today. This victory will be obtained through the triumph of my Immaculate Heart in the world, and I will achieve this victory through the priests of my movement. For the present, do not look for any other prodigies in the heavens. This will be the only prodigy. For this reason, prepare yourselves in prayer, in suffering, and in complete trust in me. The decisive hours of the battle are near, but I am already declaring in advance that the great sign of my victory is you, O priest consecrated to me, whom I am gathering together in the church of which I am the mother. Message number 63, Revealed to the Little Ones. Dongo, Como, Italy. December 7th, 1974, First Saturday. You have come, my son, before my image which you have venerated with special love since your childhood, and which even then was a sign of my special predilection. You have celebrated Holy Mass to console my immaculate and sorrowful heart, and for all the priests of the Marian movement of priests. Have no fear. I myself am gathering these sons from all parts of the world into my cohort. All are now responding to my call. If now and then you meet up with some obstacles, with difficulties, or with misunderstandings, offer everything to my heart. I have already told you, and I repeat again, that no external interference will be able to harm this work of mine. It is the sign that I am today giving to my church. At the moment of its greatest confusion, on the very eve of events which will upset the faith of so many of my children, this is the sign which I will give, my very self. I, the mother of the church, am personally intervening and initiating my work of salvation. I am initiating it thus, with simplicity, in hiddenness, and in such a humble manner that most people will not even be aware of it. But this, my sons, has always been the way your mother has acted. Therefore, in order to recognize this action of mine, you must have the eyes of a little child, the mind of a little child, the heart of a little child. You must again become simple, humble, recollected, poor, innocent. You must truly become once again those little children to whom alone will be revealed the plans of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Thus the interior space of your souls will be brightened, and your hearts will be truly transfigured because I myself will imprint my image upon them. Your hearts will be my kingdom, and through you, the priests of my movement, I will give the church of today a sign, which will become clearer and clearer and perceived by all, of my presence, of my assistance, and of my action, which is destined for the victory and the triumph of my Immaculate Heart. Message number 64, Moments of Anxiety. December 24th, 1974, The Holy Night. Spend these hours of vigil with me, my son. Forget everything else and do not let yourself be taken up with anything else. Relive with me these moments of anxiety and painful apprehension when my spouse received a refusal at each request he made for hospitality for this night. Pain and apprehension not for ourselves, but for my son Jesus who was about to be born. Every refusal given to us was a refusal given to him. Many times during the day he had, so to speak, knocked at the door of my heart. The time had come for his birth, and I, the Virgin, was now a mother, to give him to all humanity. But humanity had no place to receive him. Every door which closed opened a new wound in my heart, which opened itself more and more to beget in love and pain, in this pain, my son Jesus. And thus there was no welcome for him but the poverty of a cave, and the warmth of an ox and the young donkey which had carried us throughout the day. Relive with me these hours of vigil, my son, that you may understand that it is your poverty alone that has drawn down upon you the predilection of my son Jesus, who has given you the gift of being a priest, especially beloved of my Immaculate Heart. Your poverty, which makes you only and always such a little child, your total poverty of goods, of attachments, of ideas, of affections. To be poor means precisely to possess this nothingness. It is this nothingness which attracts God's pleasure, and which is alone capable of receiving it. Priests whom I cherish, you must all be poor in this way. This is why I ask you to be as little children. Then I will always be able to lead you by the hand, and you will let yourselves be led with docility. You will listen only to my voice, because you will not be filled with other voices and other ideas. And the voice and the ideas which I will communicate to you will be those of my Son. How clear then for you will all the gospel be? The gospel of my Son will be your only light, and you, in a church filled with darkness, will give the full light of the gospel. You will not be rich in other affections. Your only affection will be mine, that of your mother. And I, as your mother, will bring you to love my Son Jesus with a total love. I will lead you to such a degree of love that you will not be able to live without him. I will make love for him your very life, and he will truly be able to live again in you. My beloved sons, this is why I need your poverty, your humility, your docility. Do not be afraid if the world does not understand you and does not accept you. There is always the heart of the mother, which will be your home and your refuge. Message number 65, The Power of the Spirit. December 26, 1974, Feast of Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen was truly a little child. What candor illuminated his soul! What purity his unshakable faith in my Son! And what strength his whole person! He conquered everyone with his glance, with the purity of his faith, with the power of his love. After Jesus, he was my first child whom many times I clasped to my heart. I knew that he had to be the first one to die after my Son Jesus. And with what tenderness did I encourage him, so that he would become stronger and stronger. And when he fell, killed, they brought him to me, and I again clasped him to my heart. Oh, it was, as it were, the same scene as at Calvary. You too are called to be a crown, the crown of my immaculate and sorrowful heart. As upon him, so also upon you, I pour out the fullness of my Son's love, so that no one will be able to resist this grace. The Holy Spirit will sweep you along like a little feather on the wave of his fullness. Each of the priests of my movement will be this crown of love for me, a crown of lilies, of roses, and of cyclamens, all these little children of mine. But no one will be able to resist the power of the Spirit which I will obtain for them. Oh, and even they, in great part, will be called to the ultimate testimony. But their blood will wash and purify this world, so that from it a new world may be born, renewed in love and consecrated anew to the triumph of God. Message number 66. The seed is beginning to germinate. December 31st, 1974, last night of the year. End this year and begin the new year with me, my son, close to my immaculate heart in prayer. Prayer of thanksgiving for all that I have done this year for my movement, accepting those most precious things you offered me for it, your prayer, your suffering, your complete trust in me. It is in this way that the invitation sent out by me has now reached all my chosen ones throughout the world. Thus the seed has been sown and is already beginning to germinate. With the coming year, it will mature and blossom into so marvelous a spring that it will be a great joy and comfort for all my children. Prayer of appropriation for so many of your brothers who await this new year amidst amusements, simply straining to forget things and to enjoy themselves, and often they offend the heart of my Son and my motherly heart. With the new year, the decisive events will begin, at a moment when a great part of humanity will least expect them. Now my cohort is ready for the battle, and soon the entire church will witness this struggle between me and him who has always been my adversary, Satan, who has seduced a great part of humanity, and who has corrupted and led astray so many children of my church. Prepare, my son, by incessant prayer. This is what I want of you. Live always in my immaculate and sorrowful heart. Each day that passes, this heart will be more and more your only light. I bless you for this time, which has still been granted you for the spreading of my movement. Priests, look only to me, because the days when all that I predicted will take place, word for word, are very near. O priests, specially beloved by me, offer yourselves each and all upon my immaculate heart as a clean oblation for the sacrifice with which this world must be renewed in blood, that it may be purified and made ready for the birth of a new world, illumined by the light and the love of my Son Jesus.